Well, and I really would like to say thanks to you and AI Microscope, you administrators, for letting me introduce the task force and its activities. The task force for young scientists was started in 2010. And by now, we are devoted to prepare the young scientists with the ongoing challenges into the laboratory medicine and into healthcare practices. And of course, we are using the various means of the social media and the other soft skills. Of course, because it is not possible to bring all the young scientists at one point every time, because we are dealing the young scientists at a global level. So because of these social media and soft skills, we are able to cross the barrier and created a strong young scientist support group, which is involving the one chair, 5 core members, 1 consultant, 35 corresponding members, and 1 corporate member. So we are trying to bring the young scientists together globally.
How is the network of IFCC Task Force for Young Scientists? How has it progressed?
As I said earlier, that we started in 2010, and at that time we were with the few core members and the 4 of the corresponding members. By now, we are able to extend our network to the many areas, and we are having the young scientist group of more than 1,500 in numbers. So if to give you the right figures, I would like to say that on Google group, we have about 300 members. On Facebook page, we have about 800 members. And in LinkedIn group, we have about 1,000 members. And on Twitter, we have about 200 followers. So you can, of course, see that the large network, but not the least. It will be really bad if I forgot to mention the lab surfing. The labsurfing.com is the fantastic initiative by the Santiago and the Task Force Young Scientists. By now, we have reached to almost 600 users. Those who are dedicated, registered users for the labsurfing.com. And we have also started with a discussion forum, which was created for the smoother communication and, exchange with each other. So, as I said, by now, we are the strong young members group of about the more than 2,000 young scientists by now.
And could you please tell us about the task force of young scientists in the World Lab Durban 2017 and the AC BICON 2017?
Oh, yes. This is the fantastic question that you've asked to me, and it's quite related to the work skills of the task force and its members who are cooperating at the world level and letting all the young scientists to work together. The latest meetings that we have conducted was at the ICC World Lab Durban, which was conducted in 2017, late of the 2017, and we were able to achieve the education session into the ICC World Lab, and the theme of that session was the ISO accreditation and the quality assurance, where we have covered the various topics related to the theme that were the understanding the external quality assessment and internal quality, which was taken by Dr. Miljan Saukovic, who is the task force core member. Another topic was quality management system for laboratory accreditation, which was taken by Dr. Gulan, who is also a core member of the Task Force Young Scientists. Another speaker was Mrs. Sarah Olafa, who was from the Olabisi Onabanjo University. and she took the topic of the stepwise approach to lab accreditation in Africa. Another topic which was the status of lab accreditation in South Africa was taken to then chairman of the Euromed Lab Committee. So, African region, and we took the theme station as Dr. Vanessa. And close to that, we have also conducted the sessions into the ECBCON, that is the Association of Clinical Biochemists of India conference in 2017. It is a national conference that is to be held every year. And of course, with the help of the senior members like Dr. Rajiv in World Lab, the senior members of ACBI have always supported the Task Force Young Scientist activities. And this time also, we were able to grab the space for the young scientist into the conference. And we have conducted the session, education session, which was titled as the Leadership Skills Essential for the Career and Organizational Success. And the most important part of this the session of the task force was that the world leaders from the IFCC and the ACBI were present to, you know, to take lectures about the topics related to the leadership skills. The first title of this theme was the Preparing for Leadership, New Challenges and Responsibilities, which was taken himself by Dr. Howard Morris, who is now the president of IFCC. The second topic was Developing Strong Presence for Women, which was taken by Dr. Tomris Osman, who is the treasurer of IFCC. The third topic was Critical Thinking, How to Build a good Judgment, which was taken by Dr. Praveen Sharma, who is also the executive body member of IFCC and Asia Pacific, that is the APFCB. The fourth topic was taken by myself. The title was Leadership and Team Development, Success Together, where I have chosen to talk about the task force members and how we have progressed so far. So by and large, I mean, this is just a part of the activities that I could tell you. Beyond, we have also at the ICC AFLM Euromed Lab Athens in June 2007 and the executive board members of the Congress Euromed Lab, who have supported us throughout the sessions and throughout the Congress, where there was some new enhancement of taking the progress to take the young scientists to the next level, where the sessions were specially designed for the need-based activities of the young scientists. The session was named as Where the Ex and Young Scientists. Another one was the open meeting with a quiz, which was conducted by the task force core members and was at the Euromed Lab Athens meeting, where we also conducted the quiz and distributed the prizes to the winners, followed by the social gathering at the Euromed Lab Athens. However, not the least, collaboratively also conducted the session at the Uruguay, of course, with the help of the Santiago in 2017, where the workshop for young scientist networking was conducted. Apart from that, we have also published the interviews, the mentorship programs, the research booklet, and we have also updated the Task for Young Scientists webpage throughout the year.
The plans to conduct.
Okay. There are the many plans that I would like to share with you. But first of all, I would like to share the information about our complimentary educational webinar. It is a series of webinars that we are conducting since the last 2 years. And this is the fourth webinar of the Task Force Young Scientist webinar series. And the theme of this webinar is integration and impact of high sensitivity troponin testing in improving the patient care. And it is going to be conducted onto this February month on 15th. And the time is 9 a.m. EST or 7 a.m. MST. So I would like to invite my young colleagues to join us for the educational webinar, which is specially made for the young scientists and laboratorians and is brought to you by the IFCC Task Force Young Scientists. And this program of the theme of high sensitivity troponin assays is focusing on high sensitivity troponin assays that have been recently introduced in Europe. And by attending this session, attendees will gain a better understanding of these new troponin assays, how the test is being integrated, and what is the impact onto the clinical practice, the laboratory. Our eminent speakers will be Dr. Damien Grusin, and his presentation title will be Performance of Highly Sensitive Troponin. And the second speaker of this webinar is Dr. Raphael Thornbolt, who is working as cardiologist into the Department of Cardiology, University Hospital Basel, Switzerland. And his topic, the title of his topic, will be Clinical Application of Highly Sensitive Troponin. So I would like to invite all of you to join us and to have a strong network of young scientists, and let's go together for this webinar.
And what are the plans for 2018, for this year?
Oh, yes, of course. We have lot many plans, and though not limited, we will try to extend our never-ending young scientist network, and we will invite the young scientists for the participation amongst each other, which is the prominent agenda of the Task Force Young Scientists as well. We also have the plans to conduct the symposiums and educational session at the first ICC EFLM AFCB conference, themed as Laboratory Medicine, Meeting the Needs of Mediterranean Nations, which is to be held in Rome in July 2018. We're also into the talk with the SYCL, that is the Young Scientist Group of AACC, where we have planned to conduct some session with the SYCL at the forthcoming AACC Congress in Chicago in July 2018. And also we have the ICC General Conference in 2018. So we are also going to participate at the same. Of course, not the least or not limited, we are also extending the education sessions at the National Congress of the ACBI Conference and the AMBI Conference. The ACBI, as I told earlier, is the Association of Clinical Biochemists of India Conference. And the MBCON is the Association of Medical Biochemists of India Conference. Both are going to be held every year. So this time is going to be in 2018. We also have plans for the same. Also, we have the plans to conduct the webinar series. We are also going to publish the global IFCC Task Force survey that we have conducted last year. And now we are going to publish the results. And we also have plans to initiate the new knee-based survey. We also would like to promote the mentorship program, the lovesurfing.com, the search booklet, and of course, we also try every time to unite young scientists globally. So we have a lot many plans and limited time too. So please join us.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratik Dabla. It's been a pleasure to have this interview in Microscopia.
Thank you, Bharan. Thank you so much for giving me this chance and opportunity to interact with our young colleagues. And again, I would like to invite all of you to join us for our forthcoming webinar on to the 15th of February 2018, 9 a.m. EST and 7 a.m. MST. You can find this information onto the Task Force Young Scientists webpage. So log in today, right now, and join us for the webinar. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pratik.